Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Thursday, February 10th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. A shakeup in Nepal's government may make ministry difficult. Believers are called to action on behalf of Vietnam's persecuted Christians, and there's a celebration of freedom taking place in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Nepal tops today's news. Communications have finally been restored this week after the king shut the country down, declared a state of emergency, and sacked his cabinet. The trouble stemmed from a continued Maoist rebel insurgency and the inability to stop the uprising. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the outlook is grim.
Now with the king taking control of the government, declaring martial law, freedom of assembly has been suspended. Freedom of the press has been suspended. It seems likely that Christians are being prevented from meeting together, and it's hard to say what other persecution they might endure during this time that the king has taken back control.
Nettleton says in spite of the upheaval, they're not anticipating huge change in their operations.
Our work in Nepal is fairly small. We do have some Christian contacts there that we work with as far as literature distribution, as far as other Christian support. I think it's too early to say at this point how this is going to be affected.
Next, the tsunami's devastation in Asia is slowly fading from the media's eye, but CB International is not forgetting the people still in desperate need. They've had work in Indonesia for more than 50 years, and they're right there helping with relief and rebuilding projects. CBI's Hans Finzel.
We're working side by side with Indonesian nationals, so it's not just a bunch of expatriates who've just sort of flooded into the area, but we are just standing shoulder to shoulder with our church brothers and sisters that are Indonesian.
It's the trust developed over time that's changing attitudes towards Christians. The hope is, says Finzel, when the Indonesian government tells foreign workers to leave.
We want the church and the Muslims to say, no, we don't want these people to leave because of the help that they're providing. So that's kind of the strategy we're taking. Serve them as much as we can with love in the name of Jesus, so that we can provide long-term relief and an opportunity to be a long-term witness.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christians in Vietnam are suffering intense torture and persecution as they're imprisoned for their faith in Christ. Many are beaten to the point of unconsciousness and sometimes even death. In response, Open Doors Ministries invites Christians everywhere to join them in writing letters to encourage imprisoned Christians. You can help strengthen and encourage our brothers and sisters in Vietnam. Go to our website for details. We turn next to Haiti. Men for Mission, the layman's voice of OMS International, says despite heightened political tensions and the ruin left by natural disaster, there's a celebration of freedom. Men for Mission's Warren Hardick explains that it's a freedom that comes in Christ.
In Jeremy, we have a team there doing radio distribution and evangelism. We should have received or will be receiving this week about 22,000 more fixed-tune solar-powered radios in Haiti.
Hardig says 2004 ended before they met Operation Saturation's goal, but rather than be discouraged,
we have started a new program in Haiti called New Day. We want to complete the other two downlink stations. We want to work on the three existing downlink stations to saturate Haiti with the gospel by radio distribution, fixed-tuned radios to Radio 4VEH, the evangelical voice of Haiti and Cape Haitian.
Finally, the harsh winter weather this year has hit the U.S. hard, but none have felt it more than the homeless. They fight to stay warm against the freezing temperatures, often with no relief. Here's Life Inner City is putting compassion into action by distributing homeless care kits in cities throughout the U.S. $33 provides one care kit, giving warm blankets, clothes, and the hope of Christ to those in desperate need. Visit our website to find out how you can help. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those ravaged by war, persecution, and disasters like the tsunami in Asia. SWI's new DVD, Revolution, is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to redeem tragedy into triumph for the gospel. That's Revolution from Strategic World Impact at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.